Amen. Please turn to Exodus chapter 20. We're still in chapter 20 this week. And verses 18 through 23, I think we're looking at this evening as we consider earplugs and empty words. One Arizona man was sorting through his belongings before moving to a retirement home when he came across a vintage Lakers basketball poster he thought might be worth something. Now, I don't think the poster on the left is exactly the poster that he found, but I found that poster of the Lakers from 1988. You know, people are interested in this kind of thing. So he contacted a man named Josh Levine, an appraiser. He came by, and when he was looking through this man's things, he wasn't interested in the poster at all. It was worth about $300. Can you imagine $300 for a poster? But he noticed a painting that the man had by Jackson Pollock. Isn't that an amazing painting? I don't know if this is exactly the painting that this man had. This is a true story, by the way. But as far as I could see, all of Jackson Pollock's paintings look about the same. They look like my grandson Shai's work. Did you do that painting? No. You'd probably do a better job than that. It was worth $15 million. The man had no idea. He wasn't concerned about the painting at all. He thought he was going to strike it rich with the Lakers poster. Some people just don't know the value of things they have. The Israelites didn't know or understand or at least appreciate the value of what they had. Exodus chapter 19 and verse 9 says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee." That would be amazing. The Lord had spoken with people before, but always individuals. Spoke, of course, with Adam and Eve, but he spoke with Noah. He spoke with Abraham, with Jacob. He spoke with Moses. But now he says, I'm going to speak with millions of people all at the same time. The Israelites had the privilege of hearing the very voice of God. But the people didn't realize how valuable that privilege was. Exodus chapter 20, verse 18. "And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, and when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, Speak thou with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us." No, we don't want God to speak to us. Why would anyone not want to have the privilege to have God speak directly to them? Israel reasoned that if they heard the voice of God directly, they would die. Verse 19 here in chapter 20, "Let not God speak with us, lest we die." Now, this was a faulty and unsubstantiated premise. Would you go over to Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 24? Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 24. Now remember, Deuteronomy is not new events. Deuteronomy is a review of what took place previous. And in the context of the giving of the Ten Commandments, which are given here in this text, verses 6 through 21, it puts us in the context of Exodus chapter 20. And in verse 24, it says, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 23, it came to pass when ye heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, that ye came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders, and ye said, now we're going to find out that in Deuteronomy, Moses records something for us that the people said back in Exodus chapter 20, but it's not recorded in Exodus chapter 20. They said it at that time, but we're not told about it until now. Interesting. So he says in verse 24, behold, the Lord our God hath showed us his glory and his greatness. The people of Israel are saying this. Not Moses, people. The people are saying this. Behold, the Lord our God hath showed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God doth talk with man, and he dies, right? No, he lives. Ha! They said, we have experienced an amazing thing. God talks with us and we live. We have learned that God can speak with man and man lives. Remember the politician who was for it before he was against it? So here, the Israelites understood that God could speak with man and man could live. Before, they thought that man would not live if God spoke with them. Verse 25, now therefore, why should we die? No, wait a minute, they just said, what? What did they just say? God doth talk with man and he liveth. Why should we therefore die? What? Does that make sense to you? Do you think Moses is scratching his head? So what are you talking about? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more, then we shall die. Oh, we just learned that God can speak with man and he lives, but if we hear it again, we're probably not going to live. For who is there of all flesh that hath heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of the fire as we have and lived? Now, wait a minute. You did. You just heard the voice of God and lived. You just said you heard the voice of God and lived. And now you're saying, well, who can hear the voice of God and live? We're all going to die, huh? They just acknowledged that they themselves heard God speak and they lived, and yet they mused that no one could hear the voice of the living God and live. They were for it before they were against it. They were all politicians, I guess. I don't know. Now, the truth is, no man can see God and live. Go over to Exodus chapter 33 and verse 20. Exodus chapter 33 and verse 20, verse 17. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. Now we can see the eternal Son of God as he manifests himself, but we can never see God the Father. Because God the Father never leaves his Shekinah glory. But hearing is different than seeing. Did you ever notice that? Hearing is different than seeing. Many had heard the voice of God and lived. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 15, God spake unto Noah. Genesis 13 and verse 14, the Lord said unto Abraham. Exodus chapter 3 verse 4, and when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. Including all of the Israelites. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 24, we have seen this day that God doth talk with man and he liveth. Now, this doesn't mean that hearing the voice of God is not necessarily a scary event. Even Moses was afraid when he heard God speak. Go over to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 18. For ye are not come unto the mount, referring to Mount Sinai, that might be touched and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken unto them any more, for they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. How about that? Even Moses was terrified at the voice of God and the scene of the voice speaking from the mountain. So, yeah, it can be scary, but you're not going to die. Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 28. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 28. I even reversed my numbers looking for the, I'm going to chapter 28, verse 5. It's supposed to be chapter 5, verse 20. Any of you reverse your numbers? That can get you in trouble sometime. God accused Israel of having a heart problem. He said in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 28, and the Lord heard the voice of your words when ye spake unto me. And the Lord said unto me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken unto thee. They have well said all that they have spoken. Oh, that there were such an heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children. God said their words were articulate. They articulated their position very well. But he wished their heart was different. Some people that are very, very wrong can be very well spoken. You speak well, God says. Wow, you know your vocabulary. You can put words together. You're pretty good at that. But the problem is, your words come out wrong because your heart is wrong. This would be a recurring theme. I want you to go over to Psalm 81. Psalm 81, we'll begin in verse 4. Psalm 81, verse 4. For this was a statute and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. So you see the context of what he's talking about. This is when God led the people of Israel out of Egypt, and they're in the wilderness. Verse 8. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. What is that verse in the New Testament I kind of harp on a lot? Let's see. Isn't that Romans 10:17? What does that say? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What do you not have if you refuse to listen to God? You don't have faith. I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wilt hearken, listen unto me. There shall no strange God be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange God. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Then they were reminded that Israel didn't want to hear the voice of God. Verse 11. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. And we're informed that God gave them up to their own heart's desire. Verse 12. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Sounds like Romans chapter 1, doesn't it? God wished that the people had listened to him. Things would have been a lot different if they had listened to him throughout their history. Verse 13. Oh, that my people had hearkened, had listened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied them. Oh, what blessings the nation of Israel could have had if they would have just listened to the voice of God. God wanted better for them. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 28. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 28. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would have considered their latter end. What kind of land did he promise to them? A land of milk and honey. But they wouldn't listen. And so they had trouble after trouble after trouble. And God never did this to them. They did it to themselves. This doesn't look like it's going to work out too well, does it? In fact, it doesn't. All of this is reminiscent of Adam and Eve in the beginning. You recall what Adam and Eve did. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 8, and they heard the voice of God, the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife did what? Hid themselves. They ran away from the voice of God. And what did the people do? Exodus chapter 20 and verse 21 at Mount Sinai. The people stood afar off. God had wanted the people to hear his voice. Exodus chapter 19 and verse 9, the Lord said unto Moses, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud that the people may hear when I speak with thee. He wanted the people to hear him. He wanted the people to listen to him. Exodus chapter 19 and verse 9. The purpose of God speaking to the people was to provide a defense against idolatry. Exodus chapter 19 and verse 9, the Lord said unto Moses, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever. Exodus chapter 20, verse 21. Exodus chapter 20, verse 21, and the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near into the thick darkness where God was, and the people said unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, ye have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. Ye shall not make with me gods of silver, neither shall ye make unto you gods of gold. You heard my voice. Now you know how real I am. You heard my voice. And if you heard my voice and know how real I am, you don't need any other gods. That was the point. He showed the people how real he was because he spoke directly to them. And that should be enough to prevent them from being or having any interest in idolatry. But what did Israel do? They rejected the voice of God. Here he is speaking to them. But they didn't want to hear it. And that opened their heart to idolatry. Exodus chapter 32, verse 1. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, up, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. They're still at Mount Sinai. God spoke to them from this mountain. They heard his voice. They knew how powerful and overwhelming and fearful God can be. And yet, because they didn't want to listen to the voice of God, their hearts were open to idolatry. Do we realize the value of what we have in the Word of God? Are we willing to listen to the Word of God? I mentioned it a moment ago, you know, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you want to have faith, if you really want to have faith and trust in the Lord, you can't do it without the Word of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the Word of God which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 7. Addressing the problem of the Israelites in the wilderness. He is speaking to believers, believing Jews, in fact, in the city of Jerusalem. And he says to them in warning, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Israel's problem throughout history was that they would not listen to the voice of God. Let's do the survey. Second Chronicles chapter 33, verse 10. Second Chronicles chapter 33, verse 10. And the Lord spake to Manasseh and to his people, but they would not hearken. That word hearken is, you know, a 1611 word. It's a good word. It simply means they wouldn't listen. Psalm 81, verse 11. Psalm 81, verse 11. But my people would not hearken or listen to my voice. Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 27. Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 27. Therefore thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken to thee. Thou shalt also call unto them, but they will not answer thee. Jeremiah chapter 37 and verse 2. Jeremiah chapter 37 and verse 2. But neither he nor his servants nor the people of the land did hearken unto the words of the Lord which he spake by the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 44 and verse 16. As for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of the Lord, we will not hearken unto thee. Wow, that's pretty direct. We're just going to tell you flat out, we're not going to listen to you. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 7. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee. Isn't that encouraging to a preacher? Ezekiel, I'm going to send you out to preach to these people, but I guarantee you nobody's going to listen to you. I had an experience like that one time at a funeral up in New York many, many years ago. A woman came to our church. Her mother passed away, and the whole family were unbelievers. And I'm standing up at the funeral home conducting the funeral, and the entire family sitting there talking to each other the whole time I'm talking. They wouldn't listen to me. It's disheartening. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 8. Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 8. But they rebelled against me and would not hearken unto me. Hosea chapter 9, verse 17. Hosea chapter 9, verse 17. My God will cast them away because they did not hearken unto him. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 4. Zechariah chapter 1. And verse 4, be ye not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye now from your evil ways and from your evil doings. But they did not hear, nor hearken unto me, saith the Lord. Zechariah chapter 7, verse 11. But they refused to hearken, and pulled away the shoulder and stopped their ears that they should not hear. Do you understand now why I make such an emphasis of Romans chapter 10 and verse 17? If you don't listen to the word of God, you'll never have faith. Romans chapter 9, verse 30. Romans chapter 9 and verse 30. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith, but Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? How is it that Gentiles that didn't live under the law got saved, and the Israelites who lived under the law didn't get saved? How is that? Why? Verse 32, because they sought it not by faith. They couldn't have faith because they never listened. The word of God keeps us from presumptuous sins. Isn't that interesting? I skipped the whole page. Let's back up a minute. If you will listen to the word of God, it will be a defense mechanism in a believer's life to prevent behavior that displeases him. Go to Psalm 119, verse 11. You probably know it without turning there. Thy word have I hid in my heart so that, what? Might not sin against you. What is the protection against sinning? It is having the word of God at your disposal because you've memorized it and you've assimilated it into your thought process in such depth that whenever you're tempted with sin, the Word of God is at your disposal to prevent you from doing so. Psalm 19. Verses 7 through 13. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Moreover, to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. The word of God, which is perfect, sure, right, pure, clean, true, and righteous altogether. If it is lodged in your heart and you have it at your disposal, will warn you when you get close to sin. And then, what I mentioned earlier, the Word of God keeps us from presumptuous sins. Here in Psalm 19, verse 13. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. What are presumptuous sins? Anything that causes you not to respect sacred things. The Word of God will teach us to respect the things of God, and it will steer us away from the things that God hates. Do you believe in protective gear? Do you wear seatbelts in your car? Do you insist that children wear helmets when they ride a bicycle? Boy, we didn't do that when I was a kid. I could tell you some stories about that. Do you believe people in construction zones should wear hard hats? The Word of God is our protective gear. Failure to listen to the Word of God exposes you to things that are dangerous. That's why it's so important to pay attention, to listen to the Word of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're really sorry that the Israelites didn't listen. We just looked at a few of the references that indicate that. There are so many. May we heed the warning. May we have ears to hear. As we listen to sermons, as we do our own Bible studies at home, as we read the Word, as we memorize it, as we talk about it, help us to assimilate it into our hearts and into our very thought processes so that it will always be available to us to protect us, to warn us, to keep us. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.